are you?
I'm well. How you doing?
We're doing great. Hey, what's it been like? I mean, you start another season 2-0. How do you? Where do you guys think you stand this year as compared to maybe last year?
I'm not sure, man. It's easy to start 2-0, but to start well is one thing, but to finish is another thing. And so you can't get caught up in how you're doing. All you can do is, keep refocusing on the next task at hand.
What have you seen from this Broncos defense as you're looking at the film?
What I've seen so far, they're one of the best defenses in the NFL. They're so quick, they're fast, they react to the ball, and they're just, honestly, they're exciting to watch.
Is that what you've come to expect from a Jack Del Rio coach team?
Yeah, I got a lot of respect for Jack Del Rio. He was in our division for years, and I played against him, and I got a lot of respect for what he does and how he carries himself. And obviously his defense has always been good. Last year they were extremely good on defense.
You started sharing the load a little bit with Tate last year, and it looks like you're continuing with that pattern. What do you think about that? Is it tough for just one running back to carry the load in today's NFL?
I think it was tough for any running back in any era to carry the load. There was always a backup, spelling people with carries. It's just you can't get every carry as a running back. And so to have a capable running back, it can be efficient. There's not a lot of drop off when you leave the field. It's always good as an offense.
Would you rather he spelled you in the middle of the field than down close to the goal line?
What's that?
Would you rather that he spelled you in the middle of the field than down close to the goal line, or does it not matter?
No, you trying to stir up things, ain't you?
Just curious. curious.
Yeah, you trying to stir up things, man.
Why were you undrafted again?
What's that?
Why were you undrafted again?
Why was I undrafted?
Yeah.
I guess they asked 32 NFL teams, man. I don't know.
When you remember back to your rookie year, what was the biggest adjustment going from college to the NFL and trying to get on the field early?
I think the biggest thing was just understanding that it's a business, and it's a lot more than just a sport. It's a business, and sometimes they make decisions business-wise, and then understanding how to be a professional, that this is your job, this is your livelihood, this is how you keep the lights on, and just kind of making that transition.
Aaron, I thought I saw something this summer where you put on Twitter you were going to give up meat. Did you still do that?
Yeah.
How's that gone?
It's going good.
Has it affected your training in any way?
Yes, it has.
How so?
I feel better. I feel a lot better.
You don't like talking about this?
What's up?
You don't like talking, discussing it? I mean, you may be the only guy in the NFL who's done this.
No, I'm not. There's a couple other guys in the NFL that have done this.
What went into the decision?
A lot of research and understanding that some of the things we put in our bodies aren't the best for us.
Have you consulted with somebody how to make the best diet for you moving forward in terms of training and so forth?
Yes, I have. Yes, a lot of people in my corner.
Is it something you think you'll stick with over the long term?
Absolutely.
The Broncos have brought in Joel Dreesen, obviously a guy you've been around the last couple of years. What have they gotten in Joel Dreesen?
They got my favorite player that was on my team last year, man. He knows that. I used to tell him that all the time, man. That was my guy. That was my ace, man. He's just a hard-working cat. He's going to do whatever it takes to get the job done. And he's just a dedicated, loyal player, man, and just a good human being.
Do you anticipate giving a little more carries to Ben Tate because of the thin air? Will that have any sort of a factor in the game plan?
I have no idea. It depends on how the coaches want to divvy that up. But I'm just a chess piece, man.
Do you remember the thin air being a factor when you last played here in 2010?
Uh, it's always going to be a factor. I was born in Albuquerque, New Mexico, and that's actually higher elevation than Denver. And coming from there, you know, I know that elevation is a factor.
The Broncos also brought in a new quarterback. What did you think when Peyton Manning ended up here and left your division?
You know, it's surprising. I didn't think, you know, the Colts would do that, but they did. And, you know, it's so far, I'm happy to see it working out for Peyton. You know, he's a UT alum, and I like to see him do well. You know, he's obviously one of the best quarterbacks that I've ever, you know, walked on grass. So it's good to see him doing well. And, you know, I look forward to, you know, big things for him because I'm a fan of him.